Welcome back to the Discotech podcast. We've been on a hiatus for a while. We did some Deep Space Nine episodes as I've been watching through that for the first time since the end of Discovery. And now we are back to talk about Lower Decks season two. Today, we're going to be talking about episode one, and we are joined by Heather Ray, Batleth Babe on Twitter, long sword fencer and Star Trek fan. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I'm super excited because I had no one else to talk about Lower Decks with. So like, I'm here for it.
We are so excited you're here.
I feel like we talk on Twitter more, but I love anytime we can actually like get to have a conversation. Like,
yes. Yes. And it's been too long.
Yes. All right. So this episode was really fun. It was welcome back to Lower Decks. I feel like it was a little bit of an introduction to the characters for people who maybe didn't see the first one and their friends dragged them into the second, or a refresher course for everybody. So they kind of gave you that quick, this is where everyone's relationship is, this is who we are, introduction in this one. Right off the bat, we start with this prison break routine. What did y'all think of that? When you first saw it, did you think she was actually in a Cardassian prison?
I got confused by two things with that, which is one was the Boimler says something very odd about being a hologram. I was like, what? And then I also had the thought, I was like, are they still fighting Kardashians? I was like, I thought they had moved past this part of like their relationship.
I didn't know if it was real or not. I was like, it is, it isn't, it is. And then it wasn't. And so I was like, okay, but I loved the four light, or the they're making me see lights or whatever. Yeah. The comment was from Boimler. That was pretty great.
They keep showing me lights. I loved how they threw in there real quick how Mariner felt after Boimler left, because it was pretty sudden when he took off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see any intro changes in the song.
No.
Song, no.
It was the same, right?
I think the song was completely the same. I thought I didn't have time to go back and watch an earlier episode. Did the Borg fight kind of change?
I wasn't sure about the timing on everything. I'd have to go back and really do a side-by-side.
Like, I remember thinking, I don't remember that many ships being in the Borg fight sequence. So maybe they've added more. Maybe they'll just maybe that fight will just get more and more ridiculous.
That would be funny.
That would be really funny if they added more every time. There's like a little extra ship that pops up and they're just like noping out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So the A plot was second contact down on the planet and a ransom turning into this rainbow spitting godlike creature. And then the B plot was Rutherford and Tendi. As often happens with Lower Decks, I feel like I enjoyed the B plot a little bit more just for the comedy, but I loved how that was interacting together, how they showed you both things going on.
I think I agreed that I liked the B plot, but I thought it was funny that how much this episode mirrored the first episode of the first season,
mm-hmm.
including like Tendi and Rutherford kind of have something going on. He's even going on a date with the same person, and Ransom, something messes with Ransom on the way to mission.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. There's even a line in there where I think Tendi finds out about Rutherford's date and she's like, oh my God, she's hot. And then she's like, wait, that sounds familiar. And it was like the same line from that first episode.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty funny, but that's probably fast forwarding. I did notice from one of Tawny Newsom's tweets where she kind of mentioned an upgrade in the budget, the animation budget. And I definitely think they likely got one, because some of the scenes, especially just like the flat scenes, were, I thought, really well done and stood out from the first season. I don't know if anyone else noticed that, or if it's just me being hoping to see it. I don't know.
Like a little more depth to the scenes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe now they had more time for polishing some details, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I also, it probably helps that this season didn't get like moved up in the weird way the left first season did.
It's hard to say. And I haven't, honestly, I didn't go deep dive into any articles about this episode. There are some times when I don't want to get into too much because I just want to always enjoy it. And I feel like if I like start to nitpick, it's just not quite the same.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I also sometimes, if I know I'm going to record something or like I don't want to get other people's opinions mixed up with like my actual original opinions.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just come on here and parrot something I read in an article.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say though, for a good article, because I have it pulled up in front of me, my friend Ryan Britt wrote one for Lower Decks or for Den of Geek. And it has like all the Easter eggs that are in the episode.
I do usually have to look up those because I'll miss some. Like
there are so many through the whole thing. And so it's just a very excellent, it's on Den of Geek, but it's an excellent reference article for that kind of stuff for people who are interested.
Nice. You should post the link and we'll tweet it out from the podcast.
Yeah, I can do that.
Podcast page. Great.
Yeah.
I love that line where he said, "What digits our grandchildren can be proud of." It's just so random and silly. And it's just exactly the kind of comedy I think of with Lower Decks. Mariner's on her own mission and she got the okay from her mom to do her own thing, I guess, from time to time. And she decided she's going to clean up public places. So she grabs this really cool pressure washer that is
I want that pressure
very
washer.
Enviable, and I would like one delivered to my house. And she starts cleaning huge sections of this building and it unearths something, and as she describes it, it's a sci-fi thing happening. And I love the self-awareness in that. She knew it was a sci-fi thing, and something happens with this building that gives Ransom strange energies. And this really felt like a callback. We were talking about it in our group chat for the podcast. It felt like a callback to about 3 original series episodes. The one with Gary Mitchell, where no man has gone before, Charlie X.
Yes.
And yeah, you were pointing that one out, Lewis, and Apollo, which is where you see this green hand in space grabbing the Enterprise.
I really like that this was kind of more parroting the original series, because I feel like Lower Decks usually parodies the like TNG Deep Space Nine Voyager era. So it was nice. I'm liking that there's like jokes for the original series too.
That's true.
What was the reference for Charlie X?
So he gets more and more he kind of starts out powerful, which is why he lands on the Enterprise to begin with, because the people who had him didn't want him. But I think just the fact that everything was going to his head, right? Was that, because I thought of that one, my husband thought of the Gary Mitchell, and then Lewis came up with Charlie X as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think like, because he gets more powerful throughout, or they start to see the level of his powers or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also liked that the moment before I was like, oh, Ransom was actually being responsible. He goes to like try and like save Mariner. And I was like, oh, no, he got hit with that. Oops.
I still think Ransom, maybe there's something with Mariner that like they don't want it to be there and they're both irritated, but maybe also it is there.
I definitely could see like an enemies to lovers thing happening with them.
Right.
I'm sure the fan fiction's out there if I went and looked for it.
I feel like there was a lot of like insinuation of that, or maybe at least in like 2 episodes, like some insinuation of a thing between them. So I agree with that. And I'm curious to see what happens over. How many episodes are in this season? Is it 10 again? Or was it 10? I've lost.
I think they are 10.
10.
I wish these seasons were longer, just especially for like half hour episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, but I always want more Star Trek.
I feel about this about like every half hour show I watch that has short seasons.
Of course, I said the same thing about Discovery and those were longer episodes, but.
Yeah, it was fair. We all want more Star Trek.
Yes. So let's talk about the B plot a little bit. Tendi is trying to fix Rutherford and his SMD, which they keep with that acronym, they keep coming up with different ones and throwing it out as they're getting it wrong during the episode, which is cute. And she starts out by shocking him and follows him to his date. So I love the part where Barnes looks up and she kind of really just calmly says, I think your friend is going to shoot you. But I think my favorite part of the whole B plot was where they're fighting and he's running away from Tendi, and you can see the A plot happening in the window behind them. Mm-hmm. And it always got me on the Enterprise, especially mostly in Next Generation, because it was a family ship. Like, they took the preschool and the kids and the families like into every anomaly with them. And it was just like, do the kids in class know what's going on outside the ship? Every once in a while, you would see them, you know, running through the hallways, evacuating, whatever. I just thought that was a great, like, self-aware moment. Like, yeah, we know we put the entire ship in jeopardy, but there's other things going on board at the same time.
I feel like Lower Decks likes to make those jokes a lot, because they had last season, during the holodeck thing, it's like, you rejected the preschool.
Yeah.
Like, apparently, I've always been the Star Trek fan that's found that children being on the Enterprise the least weird, because I grew up on military bases, and I was like, I mean, there's not enough room for people on ships, but I was living like on a military base, so like, this seems similar.
That's true. So Ransom definitely seems like, well, during that part where he's outside the ship, you can hear that he's got some jealousy issues. Really, jealousy was the theme of the whole thing, right? Because Tendi seemed jealous mm-hmm. of Rutherford, and then Ransom was jealous mm-hmm. of Mariner. So how do you think that's going to play out now? Because the captain has like a dual allegiance to her first officer and also her daughter as the season goes forward.
I think it'll be interesting. I wonder if like we'll see more of like Mariner and Ransom, like if they keep going with like how we were talking earlier, if that will be like them trying to one up each other will be like a thing.
That would be fun. Did we know that he played guitar before this? Was that in that episode where they did the music?
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't remember.
So to finish the whole thing with the A plot, the captain thinks that she's talking Ransom down and going to solve the whole problem with praise. And it really did seem like, oh, that's going to work. Just keep giving him compliments and it was going to make him shrink. But
there was the line that the validation feels so good.
Exactly. Which it really felt like, oh, okay, this is going to solve the problem. But then of course you realize it's lining up at the same moment that Mariner is kicking him back on the planet.
I do love the moment where she keeps kicking him. I was like, your eyes are glowing, and he's just like, okay, I guess that happened.
And then they brought it back to Gary Mitchell by dropping a boulder on him at the end, which mm-hmm. looked painful, and I'm glad it's a cartoon. So I love that part, the last scene where Mariner gets thrown into the brig and she's got the little drawing up. Like, she's probably been in there for like 10 minutes and she's already drawn mm-hmm. a castle on the wall.
I really loved what they call when they finally solve the stuff with Ransom, and the callback to the joke earlier where the alien comes up and it's like, we chose a number, just go.
Get off our planet.
I think the little castle, I saw someone tweeted out, thank goodness, because I couldn't see like what it said, and it I think said Mariner HQ or something. It was little castle, just adorable.
I didn't realize it had writing under it.
Yeah,
maybe I need to watch it a third time.
So the last quick shot, we get Boimler serving with Riker, and he is not enjoying himself.
He looks so scared.
I didn't realize that like Riker was gonna, like, we're gonna see the time. I mean, it makes sense because Boimler's there. So I guess, you know, a few times this season at least, we're gonna see Jonathan Frakes as Riker. I could not understand what he had said, the quote, it was this jam session has too many licks and not enough counts. And yeah, I mean, it's jazz speak.
Jazz.
It's jazz speak and everything. But it just caught me off guard. Like, he's saying that, and then they go to like the warp thing, whatever. And that animation thing happens, and then the episode just ends. And we were like, what?
I feel like I watched an interview where someone, they said something like that Jonathan Franks would be back for at least a little bit because Boimler is with him.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming he probably just has quick lines that they were all able to get in like one session.
Yep. Yep. That makes sense.
That would be my guess.
Or I don't know. Actually, I don't know how recording audio for cartoons works when you're doing everything from home.
Yeah.
That's another question. But we didn't get a trailer for next week, right?
Nope. And I think they had stopped doing that through part of last season. I feel like last season we got one after, like, right at the end of the episode. And then, like, it depended on where you were watching it. And then about mid-season, they just stopped including them completely. However, I did see on, I think, the Star Trek on P Plus account, I think they have that little mini trailer, like, this season in Lower Decks, unless it's one that already came out. I didn't get the chance to watch it yet.
Oh,
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
So they might just be trying to, like, drive people to all these different places to get content, which I find annoying, but I understand from a marketing perspective. So
yeah,
true.
I find it annoying, but also I get it as someone who works in social media marketing.
Yep.
All right. Any final thoughts, Lewis?
I was expecting maybe a special guest in this first episode because it's the first of the season. But maybe they are saving that for the next episodes, I think. But being the first episode of the season, I was expecting like little surprises, maybe.
Yeah,
I was kind of too.
I wonder, like in their head, I wonder if they counted Jonathan Franks as that, even though we kind of, like, I kind of like expected him to be there.
Yeah, I found this episode, again, I mean, it is very similar to the first episode of season one, but also in the tone of kind of like it wasn't really meant to like blow things out of the park or like be some kind of big like moment episode.
Yeah,
so it was kind of like, oh, okay. And then because I think the first season, the first episode, I was kind of like, what was that? Like, it was so fast and everything was everywhere and like the crazy zombie stuff, and I was like, what? Like, okay, it was a lot of fun, but that was wild. And then I think the second episode was a bit stronger, so that could happen here. But I will say, I saw my friend Christine, she's Starfleet mom on Twitter, social media, mentioned that Missy Pyle, who was one of the actresses in Galaxy Quest, did the voice of the Cardassian in the beginning, because she was all like, you know, now she's Star Trek canon. Like,
that's really fun.
Yeah. And so that kind of encouraged me. I was like, there was one actor, and I don't remember which one it is now, who I couldn't remember the voice. And so I went to look up who it was. And in reading the guests, I did find Randall Park played the Aspergosian High Leader. And Randall Park was in a movie called Call Me Maybe that was like a Netflix movie that I absolutely loved.
Yeah. Randall Park is great. Like,
and WandaVision as well. I mean, he was in Fresh Off the Boat, like quite a few different things. So I was like pleasantly surprised to find him on there. I just thought that was a really cool actor to have on Star Trek. And half the time I geek out and like tweet at them and I'm like, welcome to the Star Trek family. But now I feel kind of, it's like, it's one episode. Like, they're probably not all like, yay, Star Trek, let's go to conventions. But they're still like, they're still like, you know, they're an actor that's been in Star Trek now. And it just, I love that. I adore it. And I thought he was a really cool person to see pop up in an episode.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Because I had no idea that was Randall Park. And I love Randall Park. Yeah. He's hilarious.
Heather Ray, final thoughts.
It opened the season. I had a lot of fun. I like it more when each time I watch it. I think I've watched it 4 times now. So I'll probably take a break until next week. but I'm curious to see where it goes. There's definitely, you know, we've got Rutherford and Tendi again, and then like the Boimler and Mariner, who knows what's going to happen, because they've always kind of been like kind of running plots against each other. And I definitely like seeing them all together, or like I would like to see Tendi and Mariner do something. And Tendi, I hope goes to therapy like me, because she definitely has some anxiety and needs to work on that, because you can't fix your friends.
It's true.
Oh, sweet, sweet Tendi.
I wonder if we could get a Deanna Troi moment with her.
That would be amazing. That would be so amazing. I would love it.
That would be great.
Rachel?
I really enjoyed the episode, but I think in a way it was like, we need to get like to a new normal for the show, because like things were shooken up so much last season. And so I felt like I was watching like, okay, so they're establishing the new, like, here's the new status quo. Now we can move on and do something a little different in the other episodes.
Makes sense. All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining me for Discotech Podcast and our Lower Decks edition. We will talk next week.
Yay!
Hey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.